Peace to you in the name of Christ.
Amen.
The text tonight is Revelation 2, verse 10. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Well, I know I look like Pastor Wright. I'm really an angel. I've been sent here to preach a special message from God. Your regular pastor, Pastor Polycarp, was ready to preach, but God sent me instead. And I'm not just any angel. I'm your angel. I'm the one assigned to your church at Smyrna. The Lord Jesus sent me by way of your friend John, the apostle, who is a prisoner on the island of Patmos. He wants you to know that he is praying for you every day. And what happened to John and the other apostles, namely martyrdom and prison, lies ahead for many of you. You may call me Stephanus. It means the crowned one. And there are good reasons for me to take that name. Your great city of Smyrna is known as a crown. Rome calls you the lovely, the crown of Ionia, the ornament of Asia. Yet those attributes that inspire this name are of little value. The reference brings to mind the religious character of the people here. People of devotion, not to the God who made heaven and earth. No, the people are devoted to the state, the residents of Smyrna. To them, Rome has become its God. Smyrna was the first city, as you know, to build a temple to the goddess Rome. And along with her temple are ones dedicated to the Roman Senate, to Tiberius, the son of Augustus, and even to Livia of the royal family. It's as if your neighbors will do anything to get along well with the current masters of the world. Now, in exchange for this debasement, your city receives a library, a theater, a stadium. These edifices are beautiful now, but in a few years, they will be nothing more than a pile of stones, just as Rome will be. You and your neighbors have little in common. Your faith has kept you from running with those idolaters. You've stood fast and refused to worship those pitiful idols that Rome calls its gods. Because of this, you, my friends, are already suffering. An occasional arrest, a key leader flogged in a prison, but soon you will suffer more. Some of the Jews who claim to be God's children have allied themselves with the pagans who oppose you. And these enemies claim that you are traitors to Rome. Although pagan and Jew are hostile to each other, they hate Christ even more. Therefore, they hate you. Christ follows. And so because of all this, you live amid poverty, barely able to feed, clothe, and house your families. Your neighbors, they don't want to hire atheists and criminals, cannibals, which is what they consider you to be. Because you have cast aside the gods of Greece and Rome, the gods that can be seen, your neighbors believe that you have no God at all. You are atheists. Surely a people who practice human sacrifice, eating and drinking the blood of the victim, are the most unsavory sort of people. Well, it's all untrue, of course. It's all a misunderstanding of your faith. But that is why your enemies hate you and want to be rid of you. No wonder you are afraid. But I have come to tell you, don't be afraid. I bring you Jesus' own words written in John's hand. These are words of encouragement. I bring you a message from He who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. Because He who was crucified now lives, every problem that you face is just temporary. A moment not worth comparing with the glory that's going to be prepared for you. Rome, your pagan enemy, those lying fanatics, all of them will be gone in no time. not Jesus. Jesus is the one who existed before all else, who died, but who now lives to defend you. And soon you will enjoy the fullness of his victory. No matter how terrible the events are that come in the future, you are on the winning side, you are on Jesus' side, and nothing can harm you because nothing can harm your resurrected Savior. Now, Pastor Polycarp, your pastor here in Smyrna, will defend the truth of the Trinity, the truth of the divine and human natures of Christ, the truth of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection for sinners. Polycarp will be a giant of faith and orthodoxy, doing battle with every enemy of Jesus. He will be arrested at a public festival and given the opportunity to renounce his faith. He will refuse, of course, proclaiming that he has served Christ for 86 years, and he is not about to deny him now. And then Polycarp, your beloved pastor, will be burned to death, as may some of you. Don't be afraid, Jesus says. It is a trial that you must go through. But his grace is sufficient for all that lies ahead. Persecution will only last 10 days. Will it last literally 10 24-hour days? No, that is not what John and the Spirit of God are telling you. 10 days just means there's going to be a limit. And when the testing is complete, the suffering will end. For some of you, that will be the day that you die in faith, as it will be for Polycarp. For others, the persecution will end, and you will live out your years peacefully. But the persecution will end. That is a promise. Therefore, Jesus exhorts you to be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. Many of you here tonight seem troubled by death, so anxious that you will do anything to forestall it. I ask you why. For an unbeliever, death is an understandably terrible thing. It is blackness. It is a nightmare of the unknown. Death is a den of horrors. For you, death is a door to something else. A place of light and peace. The presence of Jesus, whom you will see at last, face to face. And have you not repeatedly recited those words of that beloved psalm? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. How can you fear the valley if your Savior has trod its path ahead of you and returns to carry you safely through it? Fear is what happens when your gaze dwells on your circumstances rather than on Jesus' face. Lift up your heads from all these things that frighten you and rest your gaze there on the King of Glory. As you do, you will find your heart encouraged to keep going. Stay in the race and finish it. And then you will receive that promised crown of life. This is not a crown worn by kings, heavy with gold and jewels. It is not a crown that someone wears whether he or she deserves it or not. That is not the crown to which you look forward to. Yours is a living laurel woven into a ring, a crown that is worn by the athlete who labored for it, who sweated and struggled and agonized every muscle, straining to finish the race. That is the crown of faith. Faith which you hold in the tough times that are coming. And remember, my people, you are not alone. Never are you alone. Your angel may be sitting right beside you now. I have stood by Pastor Polycarp many times as he wrote his sermons, but he never saw me until today. From the way he is looking at me now, I can tell you that he would like his pulpit back. And so, with your permission, I will return to my guard post on your behalf. Farewell, but do not Dear Jesus, thank you for the privilege of serving you, even when that means suffering. Help me always to know that a crown of life, paid for by your precious blood, is mine, waiting for me at the end of my course. Give me faith and courage to persevere. In your name I pray. Amen.